GoldenTriangleEnergy.com. They also produce quality livestock feed as a co-product of the ethanol process. So when you're at their website, don't forget to get feed bids as well on corn prices. Golden Triangle Energy, thanking you for your business in Craig, Missouri.
Sunny, 101.3.
Well, Johnson Brock got to an early lead here, 7-0, 5:35 to go first quarter. Ball City with the basketball when play is resumed. The inbound pass. Brennemeyer gets it off to Buttrick into forecourt. Buttrick gets a pick set by Strauss. Now picks up a dribble and needs help. Into the corner, baseline left side, Ray Farmer. Farmer has the ball stolen away. Breakaway to the other end, driving lay-in up off the glass. Well, go by Buckmeyer, and the rebound pulled down by Strauss. Stolen by Buckmeyer! Fossenberger puts it underneath, got it to Nick Perriott. Perriott tries to go up with a shot, a whistle and a foul, and we'll have Nick Perriott at the free throw line where he'll be shooting two shots for Johnson Brock.
Foul is on number three for the Tigers, Bryson Buttrick, and it will be his first team foul and first foul for himself.
Perriott at the line, shooting two. The first one is up. Off the rim, won't go. In that girls game earlier, an interesting stat here, and I don't mean anything by this, but in the second half, Johnson Brock's girls made 15 out of 26 free throws. Fall City did not shoot a free throw.
Really?
15-point deficit. Here's a free throw up and good by Nick Perriott. 15 of 26 for Johnson Brock, and that was certainly the difference, 15 big points at the line. All right, Fall City with the basketball down in the corner. Nothing there, trying to move to the basket. This is Buttrick into Big John Craig. He holds it to the top of the key. Hernandez. Now with the ball is Carson Brennemeyer. Carson Brennemeyer pulls up for a long three that's off the back of the iron. And the rebound comes down to Johnson Brock. Buckmeyer with the basketball. Takes it to the right side. Spin move. Off the glass. Shot is up. That was Perriott, rather. That was Nick Perriott with the shot. 22, not 23. Down it comes Buttrick with the ball. 8-0 your score. Johnson Brock with the early lead. 4:20 to play in the first quarter. Hernandez gives up to Buttrick. Buttrick has the ball tipped away. It's loose on the floor. Everybody after it. Buttrick comes out with it. Now he'll be tied up down here with Ryan Bowling. And jump ball possession arrow will, I believe, stay with Fall City. It'll be Tigers basketball. Inbounding it, Kyle Eichhoff. He stands on the baseline. Right side under his own backboard. Eichhoff to inbound it. Officials calling for a towel out here. A little bit of perspiration on the floor. They get that mopped up. 4:07 to go first quarter. 8-0. Johnson Brock with the early lead. Eichhoff to inbound it. Under the basket. Pass to Hurry. Into Craig. Craig with a shot up off the glass and good. Well, John Craig found himself all alone under the basket. Eichhoff did a good job of threading the needle to him. 8-2. Now driving in is Davis. Davis with a lay-in. Up and good. Kate Davis has 5 points. He'll go to the free throw line for the and one. Waiting for him to post it here, and then I'm sure Skyler's going to fill us in.
Yep, fouls on number 25 for the Tigers.
Hernandez, right?
Yes, Hernandez, and it'll be their second team foul and his first foul.
At the free throw line for the and one is Kate Davis. Davis takes aim, free throw is up, and good. And the 6'5 senior has 6 points in the ballgame. It's 11-2, Johnson Brock with the lead. Ball City with the basketball. This is Brennemeyer, Carson Brennemeyer. Tries to move toward the basket. A whistle and a foul is going to be called, I think, on Lane Buckmeyer.
Yes, the foul will be on Lane Buckmeyer, and it'll be their second team foul with it being his first.
All right, the inbound pass comes into Bryson Buttrick. Buttrick, one-on-one against Buckmeyer, comes with a pass to the near side, Brennemeyer. That's all I need is Buckmeyer covering Brennemeyer. Keep that straight. Race Farmer, top of the key. Back up to Brennemeyer once again. Carson, did a little spin move. Now Ryan Bowling comes out to pick him up. Feeds into the paint, driving for the lay-in. Whistle and a foul in the lane as Jackson Strauss made a move to the basket. And I think we're going to put Strauss to the line. Jackson will be shooting two shots. See who who this foul is called.
We got that on Lane Buckmeyer once again for the Eagles, and it'll be his second team or his second foul and the third team foul.
Strauss, first free throw, up and good. He'll have a second shot coming.
The score is 11-3 with the Eagles up with 3:21 left in the first quarter.
Jackson Strauss, second free throw on the way up, and got it. He made a both. Strauss with a pair. Makes it 11-4 now. The lead is 7. Perriott on the dribble in backcourt. Nick Perriott, 6'3 junior. Comes slowly across the timeline. Goes inside at the free throw line. Ball is tipped away and stolen. Saved from going out of bounds. Buttrick comes up with it. Brennemeyer with a good job. Down in a hurry, underneath the basket on the baseline right side. Jump shot from the corner for 3, up and off, no good. Rebound Perriott. Perriott wants to push it. Fast-paced basketball foul, down in a hurry. Perriott, a cross-court pass. Ball tipped away momentarily, now going to be grabbed up. Dollinghouse at it, and the ball goes out of bounds off of Brennemeyer. It'll belong to Johnson Brock. Brian Boulding will come out and take a break. Caleb Fossenbarger checks in. Inbounding it, Camden Dollinghouse, 5'11 freshman. Dollinghouse gets it in. Fossenbarger sets the offense. Across to Perriott. Back it comes to Fossenbarger. Perriott on the right elbow. Long three. Perriott off the back iron. No. And the rebound brought down by Race Farmer. Farmer gets it to Bryson Buttrick. Buttrick finds Farmer in the corner left side. Now they look for Brennemeyer at the top of the key. John Craig up off the bench getting ready to check back in for the Tigers. Moving is Strauss. Strauss almost has it dribbled away. Now it is stolen. Breakaway lay-in. Oh, the ball got away. And then saved from going out of bounds by Fossenbarger. Fossenbarger flips it in. They can't get it. Top of the key, Davis. Comes back to Fossenbarger. He'll try a three and nail it. Well, that's an interesting way to get 3 points.
Isn't it?
Caleb Fossenbarger has his first 3 points of the ball game. He hits the tray, and it's a double-digit 10-point lead for Johnson Brock, 14-4 with a minute 51 to go here in the first quarter. In traffic, in trouble is Brennemeyer. Up to Buttrick in the paint. Buttrick, spin move, can't get up with a shot. To Brennemeyer, open look for three from the right corner. Off the front of the iron, doesn't go. A push-off foul on the baseline underneath. Not sure which way this one's going to go. It's going to be against Johnson Brock, but it could have been any one of two or three defenders under there.
I believe that it was on 15 for the Eagles, Camden Dollinghouse. Yep, it'll be his first foul and their fourth team foul.
All right, inbound the pass on the baseline for the Tigers. Comes up to Brettemeyer. On the right side, Craig on the right side of the lane holds the ball. Now moves in toward the hoop against Davis. Davis got a block on it, and the rebound is pulled down by Jalen Behrens, who's in the lineup now. Underneath Davis at the other end, laying off the glass, up and good. Kate Davis got in behind the defense, and he has 8 points in the game. 16-4 your score, a minute 11 to go in the first quarter. John Craig holds the ball at the top of the key. Davis tries to take it away from him. Craig flips it out to the left side to Race Farmer. In traffic underneath, they try to go back to Craig. Fossenbarger with the steal. Caleb Fossenbarger down court. Feeds it underneath to Davis all alone under the basket. Davis with another easy two. Timeout taken by Fall City.
There's a timeout on the floor. Johnson Brock leads the Fall City to 18-4 with 51.6 left in the first quarter. You're listening to high school basketball on Sunny 101.3.
Scheib Drainage Products of Oregon, Missouri has been a family-owned business for more than 30 years. They carry the largest inventory of corrugated plastic drainage tubing, fittings, and supplies in the Midwest. Plus, they're a large volume dealer of corrugated and smooth wall polyurethane pipe, PVC, and corrugated pipe and plastic IC welders. They custom fabricate drop inlets, hoods, baffles, and special size risers too. For drainage supplies, see Scheib Drainage Products of Oregon, Missouri.
This is Sunny, 101.3.
Well, with 51.6 seconds to play in the first quarter, Coach Don Hogan seen enough. He took a timeout there. The Johnson Brock Eagles jumped out to a big lead here. They came out really hot right out of the gate, 18-4 up now. 51.6 seconds. The paparazzi are here, Skyler.
Yeah.
Did you get a picture of the three-pointer? That's what I wanted to know. All right. Basketball belongs to Fall City. They'll inbound it down by 14 now. Pass comes into Bryson Buttrick. Buttrick will come down and set the offense. On the left side to Race Farmer. Farmer at the free throw line into Craig. Craig on the left side of the lane, back up to Farmer. Now Jackson Strauss with the ball to the right side. Carson Bredemeyer. Bredemeyer at the top of the free throw circle, works to the right side of the lane, goes down into the corner, deep baseline right side. Strauss. Strauss moves against Davis, lays it up, and got it. Nice move for Jackson Strauss. Strauss has 4 points now, 18-6. The lead is 12 with 19 seconds to go in the quarter. Down deep in the corner on the right side, Dollinghouse. Left side, Kate Davis for three. Got it. Kate Davis, his second three-pointer. And Davis with 13 points already here in the first quarter. 4 seconds to play. Fall City's Bredemeyer with the ball. Can't get a shot off. There's the buzzer after one quarter.
After one quarter, Johnson Brock is up 21-6 over the Fall City Tigers. We'll step aside for 1 minute for a one-minute timeout. You're listening to High School Basketball on Sunny 101.3.
When you need to borrow money, you probably needed it yesterday. First National Bank of Johnson understands and knows your time is valuable. That's why they make it their business to provide fast, courteous service from a bank you know and trust for loans, checking or savings accounts, and retirement accounts. Stop in and visit all the friendly staff for prompt, courteous service from a bank you know and trust. First National Bank of Johnson, member FDIC.
When you need good legal representation, trust Weaver & Mers in Fall City. Weaver & Mers will handle wills, trusts, estate law, real estate, business law, corporate law, LLCs, litigation, personal injury, workers' compensation, tax planning and preparation, and agricultural law. Call Weaver & Mers for a free initial consultation at 402-245-3015. That's Weaver & Mers at 402-245-3015. And online at weaverandmerslaw.com. Weaver & Mers, 1719 Stone Street in Fall City.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
Randy Gatula, Skyler Witt, back with you here at Johnson Brock. 21-6 our score after one quarter, a 15-point lead for the Johnson Brock Eagles. Eagles will have the basketball as we return to live action. Fossenberger down in the corner in traffic. They got it down to Behrens, and he falls down. A whistle and a foul is going to be, or on Bowling, rather, and a foul is going to be called on Ryan Bowling.
That'll be the 15th foul and Bowling's first foul.
So it'll turn it back over to the Tigers. Down by 15 now. Fall City needs to get some offense going. Inbound the ball to Buttrick from Jackson Strauss. Buttrick across the timeline. Man-to-man defense for Johnson Brock. On the left side to Race Farmer. Farmer tried to work to the corner. Can't get there. Up to Craig at the top of the circle. Right wing Buttrick on the baseline. He got trapped down there. Can't get the shot off. Tried to put a pass across, stolen back the other way by Jackson Strauss. Shot is blocked on Strauss. Strauss went up with a shot and a whistle. We must have an offensive foul.
Going to be called on 21, which is Jackson Strauss. It'll be his first foul and the third team foul.
Offensive foul there on Strauss as he went in for the lay and he collided with Jalen Behrens. All right, Fossenbarger flips it into the corner. Here's Behrens on the elbow. Into the corner, left side, open look. Long two is on the way. Nick Perriott won't go. John Craig in there. Craig, I'll be honest, he looks a lot more like a left tackle than he does a forward, but he's a big boy. Moves well for his size and takes up a lot of space under that basket. Here's a turnaround shot. Fossenbarger under there, up and good. Caleb Fossenbarger has 5 points. 23-6. Johnson Brock has just jumped out red hot here early in the ballgame and has a big lead on the Tigers. To the top comes John Craig up to Buttrick. Buttrick tried to penetrate. Ball stepped away. Whistle and a push foul is going to be called. And it's kind of you pick them here. There were three players collided. And that's going to go on Perriott.
Yep, Perriott's first foul, and it'll be the sixth team foul.
So the next foul, Fall City will be in the 1-1. Jackson Strauss will inbound it on the near side in the forecourt. Strauss to toss it in. Across court, catching the ball in backcourt is Race Farmer. Farmer guarded over there defensively by Leighton Behrens. Cuts through the paint. Bredemeyer, double team, fall away in the lane. Bredemeyer up off, no good. John Craig rebound, follow shot up and good. And that's what I was just talking about. John Craig uses that frame down there to clear out the area and gets the put back. Here's a jump shot, crossing marker, a two-pointer from just off the right side of the lane. Caleb now has 7 points, 25-8, 17-point lead for the Eagles. Ball City needs to find the offense here. Bredemeier with the ball, guarded by Fossenbarger. A little push-off. Ball is stolen away from Bredemeier by Perriott. Down court in a hurry. Behrens with the driving lay-in. Up and good. Jalen Behrens with his first 2 points on the lay-in. 27-8. The lead is 19 points now for Johnson Brock. Buttrick picks up his dribble. Pass comes to Jackson Strauss on the near side. Down in the corner. Baseline right side to Farmer. Up to Carson Bredemeier. Back to Jackson Strauss. Strauss tries to go inside the lane. Can't get there. Has to flip it down to Buttrick in the corner. Buttrick feeds to Carson Bredemeier. Bredemeier backs it back out between the circles. Long three. Carson Bredemeier short off the front of the rim. Rebound Jalen Behrens. Behrens outlet pass comes to Fossenbarger across the timeline. This is Caleb Fossenbarger with the ball. To the right wing, Jalen Behrens. Now Nick Perriott handles the ball. Slows things down here. Clock ticking away at 5:10 to go in the first half. In the paint. Perriott, jump shot. No, off the rim. High in the air for the rebound is Jackson Strauss. Down court pass, driving is Bredemeier. Has the ball stripped away and stolen. Back the other direction comes Jalen Behrens on the dribble. Behrens, a cross-court pass to the near side. Perriott for a long three. Off the rim, no, with the rebound. Coming down for Fall City with Strauss. Outlet pass to Buttrick. Buttrick back up to Jackson Strauss, around to Bredemeier on the left elbow. Bredemeier, guarded by Fossenbarger. That's a lot of syllables when Fossenbarger's guarding Bredemeier.
Yeah.
Bredemeier backs it out on the left elbow. Now looks to Strauss. Hands it up to him at the top of the key. Strauss picks up, goes to the corner. Open look, right side. Three-pointer up. No, it hit the support. The shot was put up by Race Farmer, but it bounced high in the air and hit the support. So it will not count. Kyle Eichhoff back into the lineup now for the Tigers. And into the game comes Camden Dollinghouse once again for Johnson Brock. Camden Dollinghouse in, as is Lane Buckmeyer once again into the corner. Here's Davis thinking about the three. Perriott dribbling in. Layup, no, couldn't get it. Craig's there for the rebound. John Craig, outlet pass. Buttrick. Buttrick back to Craig at the free throw line. To the left side, Hernandez with the ball. Hernandez, a cross-court pass. Buttrick tries to put a move in. Can't get to the basket. Good sound defense by Lane Buckmeyer. Stop Buttrick from getting to the basket. Now with the ball for the Tigers is Kyle Eichhoff. Strauss has it dribbled away momentarily by Buckmeyer. Gets the ball back, or by Perriott, rather. Now back to Buttrick at the top of the circle. Buttrick goes all the way in. Kicks it under to Craig to the left side. Craig couldn't get the point-blank shot to fall. Whistle and a foul underneath against the Tigers. Waiting to see who this one's on. They're signaling the players to get down. May have gone on Craig.
I believe so.
Still
yep.
Trying to sort it out.
It'll be John Craig's first foul and the fourth team foul for the Tigers.
All right. 27-8 your score. Johnson Brock with a huge lead here. Sloan Pelican in the ballgame now. Goes to Kate Davis. Davis, nice move to the hoop. Goes after his own rebound and comes down with it. Got tied up on the baseline by Hernandez. And apparently, jump ball, possession arrow goes to Fall City.
The score will be 27-8 with the Eagles up with 3:15 left in the second quarter.
Here come the Tigers down offensively to set it up. Kyle Eichhoff comes to Hernandez on the right side. Hernandez comes to Jackson Strauss. Back to Hernandez, right side of the lane. Cross court pass. That goes out to Eichhoff. Eichhoff finds Strauss. Now Buttrick with the ball in the corner. Buttrick guarded closely down here by Dollinghouse. That's Camden in the ballgame. Skip pass goes off to Jackson Strauss. Strauss pulls up for a three from the left elbow. Off no good. Kate Davis there for the rebound. Davis brings the ball down court himself. Davis wants to go coast to coast. And we're going to have a blocking foul that's going to be called on Fall City's Jackson Strauss. Kate Davis came flying through the lane.
He had no intent on stopping there.
Yeah, Strauss got in front of him and got called for the blocking foul. So it'll be Johnson Rocks basketball. Here's Bredemeyer checking in for Strauss. Strauss sets down with two personals. Inbounding the ball, Sloan Pelican on the baseline under his own basket. Pelican lobs it all the way up top and gets it up here to Ryan Bowling. Bowling back to Sloan Pelican. Pelican played a lot of the JV game. There's a three on the way by Davis that doesn't go. Rebound brought down by Dollinghouse. Comes to Pelican around the horn. Davis corner. Davis goes around John Craig. No place to go there. Somebody parked a pickup truck on the baseline. You couldn't get through there. Oh, nice pass to Dollinghouse. Couldn't get the shot. Davis with the rebound. Has it all stripped away by Hernandez. Outlet pass, Buttrick. Down it comes on the right side to Bredemeyer. Inside to John Craig. Davis guards him. Craig, turnaround shot. Off the glass, up and good. John Craig with 6 points now. 27-10. It's a 17-point Johnson Brock lead. A minute 53 to play in the first half, second quarter. This is Ryan Bowling with a pass to the left wing to Buckmeyer. Goes inside to Davis. Bowling for three. Off the back of the iron. Rebound brought down by Fall City's Kyle Eichhoff. And then the ball is tipped away and a foul is going to be called against Johnson Brock, most likely on Dollinghouse.
Yep, that's going to be on Camden Dollinghouse. It's going to be his second foul and the 17th foul for the Eagles.
A minute 39 to play in the first half here. 27-10 our score, 17-point Johnson Brock lead. And we're going to walk to the other end. That was the 17th foul. We're now shooting 1-1. At the free throw line will be Kyle Eichhoff. He has not scored tonight. This will be his first attempt from the charity stripe. Front end of the 1-1 for Kyle Eichhoff is on the way. It's up and off, no good. Rebound, Kate Davis. Davis, long down court pass. Sloan Pelican couldn't handle it. Pelican was alone down there. The pass just a little too tall for him, and it got away out of bounds. Harriet back off the bench into the ballgame, as is Caleb Fossenbarger. They'll come in to replace Bowling and Camden Dollinghouse. 27-10, 17-point lead, Johnson Brock, a minute 25 to play in the first half. Bredemeyer with the basketball to Race Farmer. Back to Bredemeyer. He had an open look, didn't get it. Now Bredemeyer moves in, puts an off-balance shot up. It's off and no good, and the rebound comes down to Nick Perriott. Perriott will bring the basketball down court himself. He's picked up by Buttrick defensively. There's a long three corner on the right side, up and good. Caleb Fossenbarger nailed the three from the corner, makes it 30-10. The lead is 20. That's the biggest lead of the game yet for Johnson Brock with less than a minute to play in the first half. No, they were looking for Buttrick underneath the baseline. Davis got the steal, and here comes Fossenbarger, flips it into the corner, open look, Perriott for three, got it. Nick Perriott hits the three from down in the corner. It's 33-10. And Johnson Brock blowing this thing wide open here in the closing minutes of this first half. John Craig in the paint has the ball taken away by Sloan Pelican. Pelican feeds to Fossenbarger. Laying up and good. Fossenbarger with the basket. Sloan Pelican with the assist.
Fast pace basketball right here.
10 seconds to go in the first half. This is Buttrick. Gives it up to Bredemeyer. Back to Buttrick. Buttrick dribbles into traffic. Flips it into the corner. Farmer for three. Off the iron. Craig's follow shot won't go. And at the half, Johnson Brock up 35-10.
We'll take a 2-minute timeout, and then we'll be back with the halftime scoring recap on Sunny 101.3.
SureGrow has changed its name. The new name is Sure Ag LLC in Forest City. The staff and service that you have depended on will remain the same. If you had good luck with the chemicals to keep your fields clean, then Sure Ag LLC will continue to do the same. Your fertilizer questions and options will be answered from the same expert staff at Sure Ag LLC. New owners, but same great staff and same great service you've come to expect. Sure Ag LLC, located in Forest City.
Farm and City Supply, we take good care of you. Family owned with the best brands in the business. We've got wall-to-wall selection, yes we do. Your country pot and superstore, we've got what you're looking for. For your farm, for your home, or your family, yes it's true. Farm and City Supply.
we take good care of you.
Farman City Supply, North 73 Highway in Falls City.
Den's Country Meats in Table Rock has deep family values. Den's Country Meats is a USDA inspected meat processing plant serving their customers with custom meat processing, award-winning sausages, and fresh retail cuts in their store. Stop by Den's Country Meats in Table Rock and find out why they've been processing meat for 33 years with several varieties of jerky, snack sticks, brats, and summer sausage. Den's Country Meats in Table Rock.
Get all your holiday shopping done and earn money for your school with an F&M Bank School Spirit debit card. Every time you make a purchase with a Tiger or Irish debit card, F&M Bank donates money to the local school. Come on in to F&M Bank and get your Tiger or Irish debit card for free with a new or existing checking account. Happy holidays.
Sunny 101.3.
Welcome back to Johnson Brock High School. It's time now for the halftime scoring recap. Now here's Randy with a look at the first half numbers.
35-10, our halftime score. Johnson Brock with the lead. Individual numbers for the Fall City Tigers. John Craig with 6 points. Jackson Strauss went 2 for 2 from the free throw line, had a field goal for 4 for Fall City's total of 10. From the free throw line, Fall City went 2 out of 3. Individual scoring for Johnson Brock, 2 players in double figures. Cade Davis leads the way. He has 13 points. Caleb Fossenbarger with 12. Adding 4 was Nick Perriott. 2 points for Ryan Bowling, 2 points also for Jalen Behrens, and Lane Buckmeyer with 2 for Johnson's total, Johnson Brock's total of 35. From the charity stripe, Johnson Brock went 2 out of 3 in the first half. Right now we're going to step aside for a 2-minute timeout, and then we'll check in with your local weather forecast, another 2 minutes, and then we'll be back with third quarter action live from Johnson Brock High School. You're listening to High School Basketball on Sunny 101.3.
I'm pretty sure I felt this whole thing just shift.
As you'll be interested, the only one who can
burn the power hybrids, carrying all varieties of corn,
real bread. No matter what's inside your favorite runs a sandwich, the bread is made fresh daily by a real person and served piping hot from the oven. And real onions. Every day they start with the freshest whole hand-sliced onions and dip them twice for their real rings. Stop by Runs In Fall City. They're keeping it real.
C&M Seed Center, LLC, is your bulk seed headquarters in Mound City. They are seed dealers for Asgrow, DeKalb, and Burris Power Hybrids, carrying all varieties of corn and soybeans, including the new Don Mario bean with Enlist. On-farm delivery of some seeds and great financing options are available, too. If you need seed, look no further. Call Kirby Miles at C&M Seed Center, LLC, 660-442-6085. Or stop by 302 West 2nd Street in Mound City. That's C&M Seed Center in Mound City. Missouri.
Are you looking for an exciting career with great potential for growth and excellent benefits? Look no further than Althea in Bern, Kansas and Pawnee City, Nebraska, the fastest growing premium pet food manufacturer. Enjoy working only 15 days a month with night shifts receiving $3 an hour shift differential. Take advantage of their full range of benefits including health, dental, vision, life, and short-term disability insurance and an 8% 401k match. Visit the website althea.com to learn more about the exciting opportunities currently available. And come grow with Alfia.
Sunny 101.3 weather.
I'm weatherology meteorologist Amanda Edwards with your weather for the tri-state area. We're currently seeing a system moving through that originated in the Pacific Northwest, and this low pressure system has been building towards the Midwest all week. Most of the action from this system is actually going to stay to the north of us, where they're going to be receiving heavy snowfall and rain. However, we'll just be seeing a drop in temperature associated with this system. This low-pressure system has a strong trough that will bring down our temperatures for a short period of time before the next ridge of high pressure moves in early next week, bringing us back to temperatures in the 70s. Your forecast for the evening shows mostly cloudy skies with a low at 29, northwest wind gusts up to 40 miles per hour. Going into Saturday, lots of sunshine and a high of 45 with west winds gusting up to 30. In closing off our weekend, on Sunday, we'll see sunny skies with a high of 54 and southwest wind gusts up to 20. I'm weatherology meteorologist Amanda Edwards on Sunny 101.3.
Nothing really ever stays the same. Things get better or they get worse.
things grow or they get smaller. Communities are no exception. The life of a community is determined by the activities of the people who live there. What we do today will decide the future. Shop locally whenever you can. Frontier Bank. Together we grow. Member FDIC. Online at frontbank.com.
Frontier Bank, Falls City, and Stella.
Tiffany Care Centers has been providing quality care from people who care for 40 years. At Oregon Care Center, Tiffany Heights, Pleasant View, we offer short and long-term rehabilitation, 24-hour skilled nursing care, respite care, and one-on-one speech, occupational, and physical therapy. You deserve the best, and the best is at Tiffany Care Center facility. Go to TiffanyCare.com to see how we can help you.
If your car breaks down and you're in a hurry, Smith Auto can get you fixed up immediately with the auto parts you need. Smith Auto in Pawnee City has the auto parts you need right now to keep your vehicle running. If your budget's tight and you have time on your hands, then get the tools you need at Smith Auto's self-serve auto parts right next door. Let Smith Auto in Pawnee City keep your car running smooth. Stop by Smith Auto or Smith Auto Self-Serve and save money today.
Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City. From farm to market, you can count on Consolidated Grain and Barge to add value to your operation. They're well equipped to handle your grain quickly and efficiently. They focus on fast and friendly service to help move your grain safely and efficiently while providing exceptional service to you. Call today Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City and discuss alternative marketing solutions.
This is Sunny 101.3.
Randy Gatula, Skyler Witt back with you here at Johnson Brock High School. 35-10 our halftime score, with Johnson Brock leading the Falls City Tigers in the girls' game earlier this evening. In overtime, Johnson Brock with the win, 45-42. And we have a final from Falls City. The Sacred Heart Irish girls defeat the Bulldogs 65-23, the final in that girls' game. John Nixon has the boys' game right now for you over on our sister station, KTNC, 107.1 FM and 1230 AM in the Falls City area. We've got time for another 60-second timeout here, and then we'll be back with the third quarter action after this one-minute timeout. You're listening to Johnson Brock Eagles Falls City Tigers basketball on Sunny 101.3.
Hey, Mo. How are you?
For over 80 years, Farm Bureau Financial Services has served the unique needs of the ag industry. As members of your community, we get to know you and your operation, providing coverage for your farm, ranch, machinery, livestock, and so much more. Find out why we're the number one ag insurer. It's your future. Let's protect it.
See Jake or Tasha Arm Connect on 19th Street in Auburn or Weston Witt in Falls City. Your local Farm Bureau agents.
Number one ag insurer across our 8-state territory. 2018 SNL PNC Group Direct Written Premium.
This is Erica Jansen at SBS Insurance in Auburn. Do you consider yourself a safe driver and feel that you should benefit from that with lower auto insurance premiums? Auto insurance companies like Nationwide, Progressive, and Travelers offer telematics. Based on your safe driving, you can see up to a 30% discount. If you want to know more about how your safe driving can save you money, give your local SBS office a call.
SBS Insurance, the home team's pulling for you.
Sunny 101.3.
Well, a big first half for the Johnson Brock Eagles. Kate Davis and Kayla Fossenbarger combined for 25 points in the first quarter and enabled them to jump out to a huge lead, and 35-10, a 25-point advantage. And look at this. I just got a great big cherry pie delivered.
Looks delicious.
Won that in the drawing down here a minute ago. A homemade cherry pie. Look, I'll bet if that's half as good as it looks,
yeah,
that's going to be a great pie. Ready now to move into second half action. Johnson Brock will have the first possession, inbounding the ball for the Eagles. Nick Perry at midcourt. Tosses into Fossenbarger. Kayla brings it across the timeline, picked up by Buttrick on the defense. Fossenbarger works to the left side of the arc. Back up top, Perriott for a long three. Off the iron, does it go? John Craig has the rebound. Craig gives it up to Buttrick. He'll bring it into fourth court. Into the corner right side. Up to Craig it comes. They look down deep. That was Race Farmer with the ball. Now around on the near side, Brennemeyer. Top of the key, Jackson Strauss, Race Farmer. To Buttrick in the corner, in traffic, off the glass. Strauss, shot is up and good. Jackson Strauss has 6 points in the ballgame. And Fall City begins to chip away at that 25-point lead. Here's Cade Davis in the corner under the basket. Can't get the shot. And John Craig went out for the steal. Here's Flossenbarger for three, right wing. Caleb Flossenbarger has 15 points now in the ballgame. Got that one to drop from the right side down in the corner. Fall City sets the offense. Jackson Strauss lost his dribble. Goes to Carson Brettemeyer with the pass. Brettemeyer up top to Strauss. Around to Farmer on the corner. Farmer to the left side, Buttrick. Now Craig at the top of the key, holds the ball. Ball stolen away. Kate Davis breaks away for the driving lay-in off the glass, up and good. Kate Davis with 15 points. Davis has 15. Flossenbarger has 15. Together, 30 of the 40 points for Johnson Brock. 6.5 minutes to go. Here's Buttrick. Feeds under to Craig. Ball is stolen away by Flossenbarger. Caleb, long down court pass. Oh, he let him too much. Trying to get it down court to Nick Perriott. Perriott couldn't get there, and the ball got away.
The score is going to be 40-12 with the Johnson Brock Eagles up with 6:21 left in the third quarter.
That's Skylar Witt sitting over there, Johnson Brock journalism student, helping out tonight here on Johnson Brock's Strive TV and on Sunny 101.3. Lob pass underneath on the baseline in traffic. Reverse lay-in up off, no good for Jackson Strauss. Down comes Flossenbarger with the ball. In traffic, kicks it up top to the right side. This is Ryan Bowling. Bowling with the dribble. Top of the free throw circle off to Cade Davis. Davis in the paint. Little 5-foot floater up and good. Cade Davis keeps pouring him in. He's up to 17 points now. And it's 42-12. The lead is 30. With the ball on the left wing now is Race Farmer. Around the horn into Buttrick. Strauss tries to move to the basket. A whistle and a push-off foul going to be called down on the baseline.
Going to be on, I'm pretty sure, 22 for the Eagles, Nick Perriott. It's going to be his second personal foul and first team foul of the half.
Jackson Strauss triggers it in baseline to Craig. Into Strauss, moves to the hoop, lay-in up off the glass and good. Jackson Strauss got it to Craig and comes right back to him, and Strauss laid it in. He's got 8 points. He's got all four Fall City's points in this second half. Thinking about the three, dribbling in, driving, laying off the glass, up and good is Lane Buckmeyer. Buckmeyer with a nice move to the basket. He's a 6-foot junior, has 4 points now as Buckmeyer scored there. Here's John Craig, the turnaround spin move blocked by Davis. Whistle and a foul is going to be called on Cade Davis. And we're going to send John Craig to the free throw line where he'll be shooting two shots.
Going to be Davis' second personal foul, and it's going to be the team's second team foul.
John Craig has 6 points in the ballgame, all coming on field goals. This will be his first attempt from the charity stripe. Shot is up, rims off, won't go. Another attempt coming, though. 5:03 to play in the third period. 44-14, a 30-point lead right now for Johnson Brock. They just jumped on Fall City early in that first quarter and never really looked back. John Craig, second free throw is on the way. It's up, and it is good. He hit the front of the rim and got the roll. Again, the final from Fall City. The Sacred Heart girls defeated Friend tonight 65-23. Still waiting on an update from our buddy John Nixon on the boys' game. That game being heard live tonight on KTMC. Johnson Brock with the basketball. This is Dollinghouse to the right side. Inside to Davis. Ball is knocked away from Davis. But a whistle and a foul is going to be called on the Tigers. Strauss, perhaps? He was the one in the neighborhood.
Yep, it's going to be Strauss's third personal foul and the first team foul for the Tigers this half.
Flossenbarger flips it to Dollinghouse in the corner. That's Camden Dollinghouse in the game. This is Kate Davis for three from the left wing. Is short off the rim. Safe from going out of bounds. Trying to save it over there was Jackson Strauss. Strauss touched it last. So that means that Dollinghouse will inbound it. Camden Dollinghouse, a 5'11 freshman. Inbounds the pass. On the dribble with the basketball comes Lane Buckmeyer. Buckmeyer feeds it in the paint. Back on the right side, Fossenbarger. Whistle, we're going to have a foul, I think, on Hernandez as Fossenbarger made a move toward the basket.
Yep, it's going to be on Hernandez, and it's going to be his second personal foul and the second team foul for the Tigers.
Caleb Fossenbarger to trigger it in on the baseline under his own basket here, waiting to lob it in, brings it all the way up top. Coming down with the basketball is Behrens. That was Leighton Behrens. Now Fossenbarger again to Dollinghouse. Dollinghouse has it stolen away by Bredemeyer in traffic. Bredemeyer almost lost it. Dollinghouse steals the ball back to Fossenbarger to Dollinghouse on the corner, and he very wisely brings it back up top. There's a long three. Behrens is up and off, no good, and the rebound comes down to the Tigers. With the rebound for Fall City is Kyle Eichhoff. Underneath the basket, driving to the baseline. Bredemeyer in traffic, tries to go up with a shot, couldn't get it. Ball knocked away, fast break. Here comes Fossenbarger, all the way for the lay-in, couldn't get it. Follow shot, put back up and good by Camden Dollinghouse. Dollinghouse was right there when that lay-in didn't drop and got it to fall. There's a driving approach to the basket by Hernandez. A whistle and a foul is going to be called on Johnson Brock. Hernandez will be at the line. He'll be shooting two shots. He has not scored yet this evening.
Foul is going to be on 20. Cade Davis for the Eagles. It's going to be his third personal and third team.
First free throw is up and good for Hernandez. He'll have a second free throw coming. Again, a big welcome to all of our viewers on Johnson Brock Stride TV tonight. Glad to have you along on the video stream. Here at Sunny 101.3, we're very proud to be providing the audio feed for tonight's video of the games. Second free throw is up and off the back of the rim for Hernandez. Will not go. It's 46-16, a 30-point lead for Johnson Brock. For the Eagles, Hunter Gravatt, is it Gravatt or Gravatt?
Gravatt.
Gravatt. Gravatt in the ballgame. Now with the dribble is Camden Dollinghouse, who got the basket a minute ago. A cross-court pass, holding it for a minute, bowling. Now with the ball is Leighton Behrens. We're seeing a lot of subs getting into the ballgame. This is Sloan Pelican. Pelican feeds it in. There's a nice block shot. Leighton Behrens tried to put a shot up on the baseline right side, blocked away by Kyle Eichhoff. Sloan Pelican will inbound the ball for the Eagles. Stands under the basket on the baseline to the right of his own backboard. Gets it into Bowling. Bowling comes up to Dollinghouse. Right back to Pelican. Dollinghouse did a good job protecting the ball there from Hernandez. A cross court pass. Goes over with it to Leighton Behrens. Whistle. And a foul is going to be called on Fall City.
That's going to be on Bryson Butterick for the Fall City Tigers. It's going to be his second personal and third team.
Johnson Brock's basketball. Inbounding the pass, Ryan Bowling. Into Dollinghouse. Camden Dollinghouse comes to Pelican. Pelican looks for the cutter going in through the lane to Ryan Bowling. Bowling gives it into the corner right side again to Pelican. Pelican has the ball in the back to Ryan Bowling. Bowling feeds it into Dollinghouse. Dollinghouse makes a move to the basket. He's going to be fouled by Hernandez, I'm pretty sure.
I'm thinking the same thing. Yep, foul's going to be on Hernandez, and it's going to be his third personal and the fourth team for the Tigers.
Elijah Hernandez with the foul. There's a lob pass, comes up top, tipped away and stolen by Buttrick. Nice job defensively there by Buttrick behind the back dribble. Into the left corner, Hernandez driving, lay-in, shot up, couldn't get it. But a whistle and a foul, and we're going to put Hernandez to the free throw line. He's 1-for-1 at the line, 1-for-2, I'm sorry, from the free throw line. He'll have another chance here. This is a two-shot situation.
Going to be the third personal foul on Dollinghouse for the Eagles and the fourth team foul.
Free throw is up and good for Hernandez. He'll have another shot coming. 46-17, Johnson Brock with the early lead back there in the first quarter. They've really never looked back. Hernandez, second free throw is up. This hits the back of the iron and doesn't go. The rebound comes down to Ryan Bowling. Bowling. It's the outlet pass out to Gravatt. Sloan Pelican. Back to Bowling again. Bowling tries to drive the baseline on Eichhoff. Couldn't get there. Instead, feeds the ball up to Nick Perriott. He lost the handle for a moment. Now Hernandez knocks it away from Perriott. It goes out of bounds. Hernandez touched it last. It'll be Johnson Brock's basketball. 2:01 to play, third period. 46-17, your score. As Johnson Brock dominating here in this boys' varsity contest tonight. This is Caleb Fossenbarger against Buttrick. Kicks it out into the corner. Long three on the way up and off for Perriott. Doesn't go. And now we've got a whistle, and a foul is going to be called on the baseline against Johnson Brock.
Foul is going to be on Gravatt for the Eagles. It's going to be his first personal foul and the fifth team foul.
So Hunter picks up his first foul. Here come the Tigers trying to get something going. Ball is stolen away on the baseline. Gravatt on the fast break feeds it ahead. Lay off the glass. Perriott up and good. Nick Perriott with the assist from Gravatt. 48-17. The lead is 31 for Johnson Brock with a minute 28 to go here in the third quarter. Tigers basketball. Hernandez left wing. Looking for the cutter. Buttrick went through the paint. Couldn't get it to him. Oh, there's a pass they intended up front. The ball is tipped away loose. Perriott driving, laying up and good. That went off of Jackson Strauss, and Perriott gathered it in and took it the distance for the lay-in. 50-17, your score, a minute two to go in the third quarter. We've got eight more minutes to play here after this. Ball City handling the ball on the left elbow is Race Farmer. Across court to Hernandez. He gets triple teamed. The ball is stolen. May have somebody reached in on Hernandez to knock that ball away. The official goes across the way, and it's going to be called on Perriott.
That's going to be Perriott's third personal foul and the seventh team foul.
You don't trust me, do you? You're waiting for him to post it.
I trust you fine and well, Randy.
You know I'm putting it up, though.
There we go.
I heard that hesitancy in your voice. 48 seconds to go here in the third quarter. Into John Craig in the corner. Bryson Buttrick goes to the hoop. Driving layup. Buttrick floater up and good. Bryson Buttrick with his first 2 points in the ball game. Up a little floater to fall from the right side in the lane. Makes it 50-19. 32 seconds to play in the quarter. Davis flips it out to Fossenbarger. Back to Davis against Craig. Top of the key, bowling, free throw line, open look. Fossenbarger, jump shot, free throw line, off the back of the rim. Ball is loose on the floor. Bowling comes out with it. And I think Bowling's going to get called for the foul there. May have knocked one of the Tigers to the floor before he got the steal.
I think there was a little push there. That's going to be Bowling's second foul for the Eagles and the seventh team foul.
So that means stepping to the free throw line will be Race Farmer, a 5'11 senior. Race has not scored yet tonight. Here shooting 1-1. Free throw is up and off. No good. Farmer couldn't get it to go, and the rebound comes down to the Eagles with 14 seconds. Fossenbarger dribbles back up to the top of the key with 10 seconds. Fossenbarger moves to the free throw line. Driving, kicks it out to the corner. Bowling, open look for three. Off the rim, no. Struggle for the rebound. Hernandez comes down with it, and there's the buzzer.
After the third quarter, Johnson Brock is up 50-19 over the Fall City Tigers. We'll step aside for a 1 minute timeout, and you're listening to high school basketball on Sunny 101.3.
Is it time to buy or sell? How about a property that needs to be managed? Call on the pros at Poppy Realty and Management in Fall City. They can provide you with management services for your farm, ranch, or recreational property, and can also assist you in buying or selling your property. Brian Poppy is a licensed broker in Nebraska and Kansas, here to help you seal the deal. Call Poppy Realty and Management today and rest easy because you're in good hands. Call 245-5808 or visit 1616 Harlan Street in Fall City.
Sat Brothers, located at 1521 Harlan. Call 245-2406 and order a whole pizza for $12. They have all your favorites, pepperoni, hamburger, meat lovers, supreme, veggie pizza, and many more varieties to choose from. They also have breakfast pizza, like biscuits and gravy pizza, and cheese sticks as well. Sat Brothers of Fall City, the one stop to fill your car and your tummy. Sat Brothers of Fall City with mom-approved bathrooms.
This is Sunny 101.3.
Randy Gatula and Skylar Witt back with you at Johnson Brock High School. 8 minutes left to play here in the fourth quarter. 50-19. Johnson Brock with a dominating performance tonight against the Tigers. Fall City will have the basketball. Brayson Buttrick being pressured out here one-on-one by Lane Buckmeyer. Now gives the ball up to Race Farmer. Inside to John Craig in the paint. Craig almost had it knocked away. Gets it back. Now Craig goes up with a shot. Blocked by Cade Davis. Loose basketball. Jackson Strauss gets a rebound in the putback. And Strauss is in double figures. He has 10 points now for the Tigers. 50-21, your score. Johnson Brock with the lead. Boston Barker plays catch with Nick Perriott out here on top of the key. They feed it into Davis. Turnaround jump shot up and good. Cade Davis just keeps pouring it in. He's got 19 now in the ballgame. 52-21. 7:09 to go in the ballgame. We're here at Johnson Brock. Tomorrow afternoon, Fall City's girls and boys will travel to Adams to take on the Freeman Falcons. Here's a shot up by Bryson Buttrick. Doesn't go. The girls' game tips off at 4:30 tomorrow afternoon. The boys' game around 6 o'clock. You'll hear it live on KTNC. I'll call the game. There's a turnaround shot again by Kate Davis. I'll be on our sister station, KTNC, 1230 AM, 107.1 FM. Freeman fans can listen online at mscsports.net. John Craig holds the basketball at the free throw line. Kicks it to the left corner. There's Jackson Strauss, has the ball stripped away. Cade Davis comes up with it. Davis wants to go all the way for the driving lay-in. It's up and good. Cade Davis is just getting red hot here. He's got 23 points now. He scored 6 points in the first minute and a half of this fourth quarter. Timeout taken on the floor.
There's going to be a timeout, and Johnson Brock's going to lead with 56-21 over the Fall City Tigers. We'll take a 30-second break, and you're listening to High School Basketball on Sunny 101.3.
Peru State College makes it easy to go back to school and get your degree online. Peru State, they bring you the classroom. Fully accredited, affordable, accessible. Peru State Online Program. Flexibility delivered. Peru Online Program gives you the freedom to work anywhere with a connection. Go online to take a test drive. Peru State College. Check out the possibilities. Peru has 150 years of academic excellence. Visit peru.edu.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
We welcome you back inside Johnson Brock High School. 6:18 to play in the ballgame. It's 56-21. Johnson Brock with the lead. Tigers with the basketball. John Craig, his double team, needs help. Gets it ball up to Strauss. Strauss goes to Bredemeyer. He thought about taking that NBA-style three out there and decided against it. Buttrick lost his dribble, needs help. To Race Farmer. Farmer one-on-one with Sloan Pelican. Can't get to the basket. Back up it comes to John Craig. Craig to Strauss. Strauss feeds it off to Farmer across to Buttrick. Buttrick looking to lob it into Craig. Does get it to him. Now Craig feeds back to Buttrick for the lay-in. Can't get it. Strauss had the ball for a moment. Then it's grabbed up and almost stolen back. Johnson Brock comes away with it. Nice job under the bucket. Getting that ball by Bowling. Now Sloan Pelican. Up, his pass goes to Jalen Behrens, around to the right wing with it. Dollinghouse, Camden Dollinghouse to Sloan Pelican. On the near side, this is Jalen Behrens. Dollinghouse, you got a whole bunch of subs in there now. There's Sloan Pelican for a driving left-handed layup. Up and good, and Sloan Pelican, the 5'8 sophomore, has his first 2 points of the evening. Makes it 58-21. Under 5 minutes to play now. 4:55. Long three is up and off. No good by Carson Bredemeyer. And the rebound comes down to Jalen Behrens. Behrens brings it down court himself. Up to Dollinghouse for three. Got it. Camden Dollinghouse hits a three. He's got 5 points now for the freshman. 61-21. A 40-point lead. Don Hogue is clearing the bench. He's going to have five new ball players coming into the contest. John Craig in the paint to Strauss. Strauss at the free throw line. Backs it back out on the left elbow. Now Strauss kicks it to Buttrick in the corner. Buttrick can't get the look as Dollinghouse has him covered tightly. Here's Craig trying to move in against the defense. Shot is up. Won't go, but a whistle and a foul most likely on Leighton Behrens.
That's what I'm thinking. It's going to be his first personal foul and the eighth team foul.
So at the free throw line will be John Craig. He'll be shooting 1-1. John has 7 points tonight. He's 1-for-2 from the free throw line so far. This one is short. Oh, he's shooting 2 shots. That was a shooting foul. So he'll have another attempt. Here come the subs off the bench. We'll have Caden Dunkus in the lineup. Also, Joe Vertiska in the ballgame. Help me ID some of these other Fall City players.
We got
Craig's second shot is up, and it's short. Doesn't go. So the ball will go over to Johnson Brock.
I'm not seeing 13.
Yeah, Joe Vertiska is 13. All right, there's Sloan Pelican with the ball. Pelican is up to Dollinghouse. Back to Pelican. They're just kind of running a little delay here now. There's a long two.
Hey.
It's up and good, and hitting the two is Jalen Behrens. That's his second bucket of the night. He's got 4 points. Score now 63-21, a 42-point lead. Under 3 minutes to play in the ball game with the basketball. All the way in, moving toward the basket.
Looks like Charlie McNeely also made his way in.
Okay, we may have to resort to our program here to find some of these JV numbers.
I know.
Yeah, here they are.
Yep, we got Caden Dunkus, Joe Vertiska, Charlie McNeely.
Okay. Here's Dalton Knippelmeyer checking in. He was my broadcast partner for the girls' overtime game, and now he checks in. Dalton had a good game in the boys' junior varsity game tonight.
Josh Brown is also going to be in for the Tigers.
There's Kaysen Dollinghouse in the lineup now. Kaysen with the ball. To the near side, Zach Hawley. Hawley to Kaysen Dollinghouse. Back up to Sloan Pelican. Kaysen Dollinghouse, free throw line. Had an open look. Doesn't want to take the shot. To Vatt with the ball. Goes to the corner. Driving layup. Up, off, won't go. Trying for the layup. On the baseline there was Zach Hawley, and we'll put Zach Hawley to the line to shoot two.
Alex McKim will be the last sub in for the Tigers tonight.
So Zach Hawley at the line, free throw is up, short off the front.
Foul is going to be on Charlie McNeely for the Tigers. It's going to be his first personal and the team's fifth for the half.
I think we've got players showing up in the game that weren't listed in the original 15 varsity ball player. Second shot is up and good for Zach Hawley. Help me out these guys' scores by marking it on here.
All right, I'll
I don't
get it.
Have them on this book right here for me. There's a long three from the corner that's up and off, no good. The rebound down to Johnson Brock with 104 to go. Down court to Dollinghouse. That's Kaysen Dollinghouse. Under the basket, Dalton Knippelmeyer shot, follow shot, up and good. Dalton Knippelmeyer with 2 points late in the ballgame. Less than a minute to go now, 48 seconds. Tigers basketball. Caden Dunkus with the ball. Underneath, turnaround shot doesn't go. Sloan Pelican gets the rebound. Sloan Pelican with the outlet pass to Gravatt. Gravatt across the timeline with 35 seconds to go. Johnson Brock may just dribble it out, and Fall City will probably let him. Knippelmeyer wants to move toward the basket. He's going to take it up. Couldn't get it. A whistle and a foul. And we're going to put Dalton Knippelmeyer at the line where he'll be shooting 2 shots. Foul is going to be on Charlie McNeely. On Charlie, that's, or is that what they've got? Was that the last
foul? I think that's the pass foul.
Okay, I got ahead of the clock operator down here.
Yep.
Dalton Knippelmeyer will be at the line. We've got a running clock and time's going to run out. Knippelmeyer will get to shoot his free throws. He shoots 2. There's the first one off the front of the rim. Doesn't go. When he shoots his second one, they'll start the running clock and it's all over.
I don't know if they're going to tell us who fouled, Randy.
Okay. Dalton Knippelmeyer. Shot is up. Got it. And there's the buzzer. 67-21. Your final score here. We're going to take a 2-minute break, and then Skyler and I will be back with the post-game show coming up after this 2-minute timeout. You've been listening to high school basketball on Sunny 101.3.
Why drive out of town when you can get the care you need right here? Nemaha County Hospital is excited to welcome Dr. Adam Streit to our staff of exceptional physicians. Dr. Streit specializes in orthopedic and sports medicine, including orthopedic surgeries, and will be seeing patients right here on our outpatient clinic weekly, beginning on September 17th. Please call your primary care physician for a referral. At Nemaha County Hospital, we're giving our best so you can live your best.
Glass. It's our window to the world. So when you need new glass installation, glass repair, or replacement, just think of one name, Jim Hills in Falls City. Yes, we've all seen the red truck out and about in the area for many years. That's Jim Hills doing high-quality residential, commercial, and auto glass work. Many years of service and satisfied customers attest that they do it right. So for your next glass project, call Jim Hills at 402-245-4444 at 1619 Chase Street in Falls City, Nebraska.
Holdman's Ford, your local Ford Lincoln dealer in Falls City, has many great cars and trucks, like the F-150 and so many more. If you need a used vehicle, Holdman's has them. If you need a car with good gas mileage, Holdman's has them. See Ben or Janice Holdman at Holdman's Ford, your local Ford Lincoln dealer in Falls City. Holdman's Ford has everything you need to keep your vehicle running from parts and service. You can view Holdman's Ford entire inventory online at HolmanFord.com.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. The local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
This is Sunny 101.3.
We welcome you back to Johnson Brock High School. Randy Gatula, Skylar Witt with you. It's time now for the Sunny 101.3 postgame scoring recap. Well, a dominating performance tonight, Skylar, by the
really?
Johnson Brock boys, 67-21, the final. And, you know, Caleb Fossenbarger and Kate Davis jumped out and scored 25 points in the first quarter between the two of them,
mm-hmm.
and that just kind of set Johnson Brock up to where they never looked back.
Yeah.
Let's take a look at the individual numbers here. First of all, for the Tigers tonight, they were led in scoring by Jackson Strauss. He was the only Tiger in double figures, finished with 10 points in the ballgame. 7 points tonight for John Craig. Bryson Buttrick added two, and Elijah Hernandez had two for Falls City's total of 21. From the charity stripe, the Tigers went 5 out of 11 at the free throw line. Individual numbers for Johnson Brock. Leading the way was Cade Davis. He had a big night tonight, 23 points in the ballgame. Caleb Fossenbarger was also in double figures. He finished with 15 points in the game. Adding 8 points tonight was Nick Perriott, 4 points for Jalen Behrens, 4 points also for Lane Buckmeyer. Camden Dollinghouse had 5, Sloan Pelican with 2, Ryan Bowling had 2, and Dalton Knippelmeyer got in at the end with a quick 3 points in the final couple of minutes for Johnson Brock's total of 67. From the free throw line, Johnson Brock 4 of 7 for the game. From the line. With the win, the Eagles improved their record to 1-2 on the year, and the Tigers fall to 0-2. We want to remind our Falls City listeners, we'll have Tiger basketball again tomorrow afternoon on KTNC. We'll be live from Freeman at Adams, a 4:30 tip-off for the girls' game. Boys' game starting around 6 o'clock. Yours truly will have the call for that. I want to say thank you to Tara Studheit and the students at Johnson Brock High School. Dalton Knippelmeyer helped us out. Skylar Witt for this one, for our opportunity to provide the audio for the Strive video stream tonight. Those of you that couldn't make it to the game, we hope you enjoyed the broadcast. And, Skylar, if they had as much fun watching it as we did bringing it to them, we had a good time.
Yeah.
Thank you, Skylar.
Thank you, Randy.
That's going to wrap it up for tonight's coverage of high school basketball. For Skylar Witt, Dalton Knippelmeyer, I'm Randy Gatula. We leave you with the final score in the boys' game. It was Johnson Brock 67 and Falls City 21. Good night, Southeast Nebraska. You've been enjoying high school basketball on Sunny 101.3.
Hi, this is Randy Gatula. I get my cellular service from A1 Cellular, and you should too. Visit my friend Kim and her wonderful staff at A1 Cellular. At